Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because, well, I didn't get any for today. So I wanted to cover the story of Spain making menstrual leave a law. So now every woman with an irregular period is going to take a random few days off each month and get paid for it, and no one is going to know if she's lying about having her period pains or not. It's all about that plausible deniability. What are they going to do, send the period police to make sure that she's on the rag when she says she is? So Spain is the first country in Europe to offer paid rag leave for ladies. Spain is giving women 3 to 5 days a month off, no questions or queefs asked. As if this isn't going to be something that gets abused. But it's no problem because the gynocentric government will just print money or borrow more to pay for it. Which is pretty much the same thing. Because fiat money is created through credit. The wonderful thing about the euro is that if one country prints money, other countries pay through inflation. That's why I think the governments are going to impose the same sorts of legislation in other European countries. After all, if Spanish women have this right, then why shouldn't they? In Spain, people are already entitled to 22 paid vacation days in addition to 14 state holidays. That's basically 7 to 8 weeks off a year. But now let's say a woman takes 4 days a month. That's an additional 40 days to be on the safe side with my calculation. So that's an additional 2 months off. So in theory, a Spanish woman could be on paid leave for up to 4 to 5 months a year because of this legislation. Am I the only one that thinks this isn't sustainable? To avoid this system being abused by women, they say that if you're in pain, you need a doctor's note in order to get that time off. I'm going to guess that there's going to be a lot of doctors out there taking bribes. I'm also guessing that there'll simply be a lot of women that have fake painful periods, and if the majority of family doctors are women, then they will employ female-owned group preference and give them what they want, which is the time off. I'll get to more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to let's give women 4 to 5 months off paid leave a year and watch our country bankrupt itself clown rule show. The bill that was passed also includes a provision for free menstrual products in schools and prisons. This is brought to you by the socialist government of Pedro Sanchez. You see what really happens when you vote for Pedro. Your dreams as a woman do come true. Unfortunately, Pedro is helping destroy the currency, and it's probably going to take someone like Napoleon riding in on his Liger to save the day. Bonus points if you get that reference. Apparently, the Spanish Gynecology and Obstetrics Society says that a third of women suffer from severe pain during their period called dysmenorrhea. One doctor in Mumbai, India says that 80% of women suffer from mild to severe cramps. And he thinks that what Spain has done is progressive and needs to be followed globally. But this is no longer about equality. If women can get an extra 3 to 5 days off each month, then what about men not getting that time? Of course, you know the number of transgendered men complaining that their period is too much pain for them is about to go through the roof. They will say they're masculine presenting trans lesbians, the way TFM always says. What are they going to do, check if the bulge in their pants is a pair of balls or just a sock? People in the parliament in Spain were against the bill because of the added cost to private employers. And companies would be more incentivized to hire male workers and skip the female ones completely. Women's participation in the labor force dropped when women received mandatory paid maternity leave. So of course companies are going to discriminate when hiring. The bill that was passed, besides giving women menstrual leave, it also allows anyone over the age of 16 to get a free abortion and not have to pay to change the gender on their government ID card. The social security system is going to foot the bill, it seems. My only question is how long before it goes bankrupt. The more I see stuff like this, the more I actually want to put every dollar I have into something like Bitcoin. Because you know that as more women take power in political office all over the world, they'll bankrupt their countries, with the benefits they hand out to women all willy-nilly. The fertility rate right now in Spain is 1.39. Many women aren't even having kids these days. eventually I'm predicting they'll just offer free hysterectomy so women that don't want to have children can have that option to get spayed. The equality minister in Spain, Irene Montero, an outspoken feminist in the left-wing government, hailed a historic day of progress for feminist rights with this bill. Of course she has, because it's mostly male net taxpayers that are paying for it. Other countries around the world that also offer this sort of policy include Japan, Taiwan, Indonesia, South Korea, and Zambia. But those countries might...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Zambia have huge export surpluses, but they also have debt and shrinking populations. Eventually, this is just another thing that's going to bankrupt them all. Italy also passed similar legislation back in 2018, but they didn't. So maybe I was wrong about other European countries following in the hoofsteps of feminist Spain. You know that at some point, employers are going to go their own way from women. That is, unless those that are hiring are female HR managers, which they usually are. The problem with period pain, or any pain for that matter, is that it's very difficult to measure. For example, I'm about 45 days into having my pilonidal cyst surgery, and it's been removed. And it's pretty much healed up, but I'm still feeling a little bit of pain. Supposedly it could last for another 6 weeks, according to the nurse I spoke to. It's minor, but it's annoying, but I can take painkillers and be just as productive. But that's not an option for everyone. If I take extra strength Tylenol, I have bad dreams, anxiety, dry mouth, and it doesn't really get rid of all my pain. The older Tylenol 1, 2s, and 3s with codeine didn't seem to give me the same symptoms. In a bit of good news, in Sweden, it looks like the government there has realized that all the immigration they've had is a really bad idea. And with regards to trans rights, they're actually backtracking on gender-affirming treatments for teens. I think that most countries that are increasing immigration to keep their economy growing are eventually going to realize it's going to cost them more in the long run, and so they'll stop. Spain also hates single men having children using surrogacy, and they've declared the practice a form of violence against women. So just because many countries still allow surrogacy doesn't mean that one day they won't ban it in most countries, especially as most governments are formed by women. Why not just create a women's party already? Many socialist governments are pretty much that now. Sometimes I think it's just better if we all voted for socialist and communist parties, because the more we did, the sooner the whole system would come crashing down. Maybe that's why places like California and New York are so far left. Not because they're full of leftists, but because people on the right want the madness to end a lot sooner. It's shenanigans like we're seeing in Spain that are going to lead to even more young men going transgender, because women are seen as having more advantages and privileges in modern society. But you know they'll never be satisfied with their perks, and this is just the beginning. They always ask for more. What's next after this? Feminists are going to have to cook up the next oppression liberation scheme, because if they get everything they want and stop, then they won't exist anymore and get government money and donor money to keep feminizing the world. Trying to guess what comes next is like playing a game of oppression Olympics bingo. There's a big spinning drum in the front of the room, and things like mansplaining and mansitting pop out of it from time to time. If Sweden, the superpower of feminism, is now throwing in the towel on immigration and the trans agenda, then you know that wokeism has gone too far. Hopefully this is the end of it. It's just going to be super interesting to see what happens in coming years and what forms of oppression are going to be brought out and used to beat us over the head with. My bet is on the left going after people that are using the advantages they've created for their own benefits. They'll probably claim that many young men transmaxing are doing it for the wrong reasons. But only the ones on the left have the right reasons. And they'll be the ones that decide who has the right reasons. But the guys doing it for the so-called reasons will be smart enough not to tell anyone about their true motives. So all they'll be able to do at that point is ask and accuse, but they won't be able to prove anything. So I think that'll be short-lived and they'll give up on it fairly quickly. I'm completely stumped. I used to look at Sweden and Toronto for the future of feminism, and I don't see many new rumblings from either place these days. In fact, I see many women figuring out what Karen Strawn did over 10 years ago, which is that feminism and women's rights have gone way too far. I suspect the Spanish social safety net is going to get into trouble, but any government that comes in and tries to take women's rights away and their rights to sick days for their period will not win. They can only ever get more of them and never have the ones they've been granted taken away. I don't really have anything else to say except it's late and I'm off to bed. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women in Spain are about to smash Social Security to pieces by taking 4 to 5 months off a year because they have a cooch. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women all over the world taking 2 months off a year because they got some cramps away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.